Every Thursday, we love to talk motoring with our man on the road, David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, are you well?
I'm pretty good, yeah.
That's the way.
Adapting, I think, is the word.
Today you wanted to talk about a report from the Grattan Institute. What do we want to have a chat about?
Well, they put out a new report called Gridlock, Removing Barriers to Policy Reform. Sounds a bit dry, but it does touch on a subject that you and I have talked about in the past, and that is that we're going through this time where politicians are dominating the conversation. You would expect them to be a big part of it, but they are now diminishing the role of government departments. And in many ways, and one of the things that the Grattan talked about was the need to increase the expertise and the independence of public servants. Now, public servants are ultimately have to implement government policy. But, gee, they've got to be able to tell government and have the skill to tell government of what the causes, effects, and perhaps unintentional impacts of their policies are.
Once upon a time, a politician, he had his staff, and they would be the ones, they would be the sycophants who would, you know, yes, sir, no, sir, so on and so forth, sir, and they would do as they're bidding, and you would take that to the public service who would actually give the real answers. But now they seem to be wanting to fill the public service with the same people that would be coming from their staff, so they never have to hear no.
I ask a question, why are they different? Why is the political environment different from the community environment? I would have thought they should be the same thing. And we're finding that in transport, you don't just need one that can say you need a road here or a railway line there. You need experts all the way through that can help, because we know that little bits of, you know, black spot analysis can make a huge difference. And if we don't have that, we're losing.
Which is somewhat of a moot point, because as we now know and have seen many a time, that a lot of decisions are made by the politicians based upon where they can send the money to ensure that that region gets votes for them again the next time. Politics seems to have cast its web over every element of our civil life.
And it seemed to be something different from community value.
Why? Because it gets people voted in again. How you can rectify that, it'd be like asking a politician to vote against themselves getting a pay rise, I think.
If I were Prime Minister, Andrew, there's one thing that would be assured, and that is I'd lose the next election. You know, because you don't want to play this political process. And the parking stations at railway stations have been a classic example, which is bad policy in an urban area, but might be better policy in a regional area. But again, that's lost, because it would appear as though the money has now been allocated purely on what you were saying, on, you know, how do I can buy some votes in an area.
From your perspective, David, the best way to make sure you're elected as Prime Minister is, one, keep appearing on this show. The other one is make sure there's funding for the roads, because rural roads are absolutely atrocious, need to be fixed, and they just cost people money. Repairs on their cars, tyres, all that sort of stuff. That would be a good way to get yourself across the line.
You're quite right. There is an underground feeling that we're missing the point about maintaining a reasonable level of good roads through our regions.
Without a shadow of a doubt. And we will continue to talk about that in the coming weeks when David Brown from Driven Media joins us again on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thank you, mate.
My pleasure.